In Jacksonville, they will be holding auditions on January 27th for America's Got Talent. Go get Sal. Sal Valentinetti. He was the breakout star of the show. He did not win, but it never really matters on these shows.
Came in fifth, so he was top five. So that's
top five, and also for a singer, which I don't even think should be allowed on the show.
Really?
Yeah, because
it's talent.
I know, but we already know that people could sing. Look at that handsome devil right there. How are you doing, pal?
How you doing?
Great. Sit down, relax. Now Sal's wearing a suit. He's got a nice big watch on. You look good. Yeah, take your jacket off. Then they make you. You know Sal doesn't want to dress up like that. He's like, for the love of God, listen, this is what's cool.
I'm not gonna walk into a hometown guy's show,
right?
Dressed like
yeah, you don't want to bum.
We dressed up for you too. Yeah. You can tell.
In my best basketball shorts.
I like the zipper.
What kind of school did you go to? Did you go to Catholic school?
Yeah, I went to Catholic school. I went to Catholic high school, Holy Trinity High School in Long Island. I went to St. John's University. So
I grew up in Staten Island.
Yeah, I know.
I wore a
Staten Italy.
I wore a tie. From first grade all the way after high school, I'll never do it again. Now, in the funerals and weddings, that's it.
You know what? Me and my manager's 23 years old. Is one of my best friends, Tommy.
Right.
He grew up in New York. He went to Catholic school, and we had this conversation the other day. Like, we're more comfortable dressed like this.
You are, huh?
We would come home after like a whole day and fall asleep in slacks. And a like, I would wake up in that. It was like so comfortable.
I think maybe it's because I'm fat. Because it rises up. My shirt comes out of the top of my pants. I don't like that at all.
Mike,
you
know,
you pull off. And I got to tell you, you look younger and more handsome in person than you did on TV.
Oh, stop it. Listen, take me out to dinner first.
On TV, I could look at you and I could say he looks like every kid that I grew up with. But in person, you got a little bit more of a baby face to you. Now, how much of a boner do you have when Heidi Klum is like, come touch my golden buzzer? I watched that on YouTube a bunch of times.
How, like, it's crazy exciting.
Yeah.
But more than that, you know, college these days is, you have a gun held to your head basically saying, decide what you want to do for the rest of your life.
Right.
Which nowadays is like 80 to 100 years.
Yeah, right.
So for the next 80 years of my life, based on two decades, one of which didn't really count.
Right.
I was still wiping my nose with my sleeve and trying to figure out how to talk to girls.
Yeah.
You know, to figure out in that moment what I want to do for the rest of my life, it felt so natural. It felt like I was home. So it was a really, really cool moment.
You know how they say some people just have that it quality to them, and that's what counts? Here's how I knew you had the it quality. Because right away, I want to hate whoever is competing. And there's also a certain, you know this better than anybody, there's a certain douchebag quality that goes with that guy from New York that's always like, hey, I'm the guy. And
no,
you're like,
shut up. But it's Jersey Shore.
There's a Jersey Shore, and then there's a genuine Italian or Irish kind of New Yorker guy that is the real deal.
Has respect for themselves.
That has respect for and other people.
Of course.
And I didn't get the douche vibes with you at all.
I dress like this because I have respect for myself.
Right.
I'm doing professional things. This is work for me.
Right.
You go to work, you dress up. That's how it is. I'm blessed enough to have this job, the greatest job in the world, to entertain people. You guys know.
Yeah.
You guys have the same job.
It's not a real job. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not.
You get to do it and you like it.
It's like Christmas every single day.
And then when they pay you, you go, hey, we get paid for that.
I know, right?
Okay, so walk me through this real quick.
Yeah.
You are singing where? Like, before America's Got Talent? Restaurants? Clubs? What?
My first gig, I was 17 years old. And I delivered pizzas.
Yeah.
So I wasn't making a lot of money. I delivered pizzas in a Cadillac, which is the most counterproductive thing you could possibly do.
Right.
So I needed an extra scratch to go around, you know, hang out. And my Uncle Joe, God rest his soul, goes, hey, listen, kid, I think you'd be great in my best friend's restaurant. He'll give you $100 for 3 hours every Thursday night. I thought I was Rockefeller.
To sing.
To sing.
Now, do you have any, like, I find, like, all Italian guys can kind of sing a little.
Mm.
All fat black guys and black ladies can sing.
Mm.
It's just inherent.
Mm-hmm.
Are there a lot of people in your family that can sing? Or
no.
Are you just like, no, Sal's got the voice?
Nobody.
Yeah, so.
If you trace our lineage back, the Valentinetti name back to Abruzzi, the East Coast of Italy.
Right.
You'll find Valentinetti violins. You'll find instruments.
Okay.
And the way we made the correlation is the design. When my grandfather came here, my great-grandfather, they couldn't make violins because they wouldn't sell. He made and sold furniture.
Right.
So we have some of his furniture in our house. You could tell the head of the violin is the same exact design as the head of like the top of the legs of the tables,
right.
which is crazy cool. But that's the only music lineage I have in my family. It goes back like three generations.
So it's skipping around. It finally lands on you. When do you realize you can sing?
15.
Yeah, what do you?
I was in a horn lesson. I played the baritone horn. If you don't know what the baritone horn is, for all those out in radio land, it is a trombone and a tuba that had a really ugly kid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And probably a deep kind of thing. Yeah.
Back of the band, you know.
Right.
So I played that, and I was in a lesson. I was playing Flight of the Bumblebee. I finally got it down, which is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And I said, man, you know, I really want to play this song by Bobby Darin. Me and my grandmother used to listen to it, sing it together. And he goes, how's it go? Oh, the shark has pretty teeth, babe. And it's Mac the Knight.
Right.
And I was like, man, you know, the guy goes, man, you could sing?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
She didn't even know at that point.
My mother was so convinced that I couldn't sing that when the band teacher goes upstairs, I had a private lesson in my house, he goes, hey, you should consider getting Sal's singing lesson. My mother's like, yeah, my son can sing and my daughter can juggle. Get the hell out of my house.
How about your mother? My mother told me I was a bad whistler when I was a kid.
Really?
She crushed my dreams. I couldn't even whistle her.
AGT is a whistler.
Yeah.
Your mother's Italian too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Italian mothers do. They
crush you.
They break you down to try to make you better.
Right.
It's like the worst, saddest excuse for making sure your kids do good in life.
Yeah.
Like my mother used to say that I was going to be a garbage man because she didn't want me to be a garbage man.
Right.
She wanted me to like fight harder. She started this when I was like 7 years old.
Did your family make you take the civil servants test? When you get to a certain age, 17 or so, you could take a job to have like a civil, like a garbage man or something. And then you should just tell me, just take it, just to fall back on it. I go, I'm not going to be a goddamn garbage man.
My parents both worked union jobs. My mother never got a chance to go to college because she grew up poor.
So they were like, you're going.
Yeah. They were like, you, that was why I was playing that horn. That was supposed to be my ticket into college.
The horn.
Yeah, the horn. And
Sal, nobody plays the horn. If you play the horn, they'll get all the way through college.
Exactly. Yeah. They go. My mother goes, your horn in your eyes.
Yeah.
I go, all they're going to see is this.
I can get you a lot of places. Same position. Okay, so you sing and you're in the pizza place three times a night for $100. And how old are you when you're doing that?
17. So like 17 and a half.
And do people love you there?
Well, what happened was the first night I was there, it was dead. There was only two people getting ready to leave.
Right.
So they were having coffee, and I started singing. Mm. So they ordered another cup of coffee. Then they ordered a drink after that. They invited four of their friends down. At the end of the night, I go to, his name's Chris. I go, Chris, you think I can come back here? He goes, think you can come back here? You tripled my business in one night.
Now, are you singing to a backing track, or do you have a band there with you?
It was backing tracks. It was okay. I got my father, when he found out that I could sing and that there was like any money in it, he was like, you know what? You should be doing this for Christmas. He got me a PA system.
Oh, nice.
Like with two speakers and everything.
Right.
Really, you know,
do it right.
Basic stuff. And I would just plug my computer in and go off iTunes, and that's how I would do it. Just kind of like every other guy that I've ever seen do this does it.
Yeah.
The only problem was I was 17 years old. People would order me drinks, and I'd have to send them back. What the bartender would do is he would charge them for the drink and then put, like, seltzer with a lime
in it. Yeah. That's how we prevent getting really smashed when we go out to gigs. Everyone wants to buy you shots. This is Sal Valentinetti. You know him from America's Got Talent. The good thing is that, I'm going to be honest with you, is that I'm getting older. So I kind of trailed off on watching the show as it aired live.
Mm.
But the good thing with social media, I feel like I watched the whole season because I watched all the highlights, and that's your video went crazy.
Mike, 30 million views on
Facebook.
It's ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. And
most of my bookings come off of Facebook, by the way, at Sal the Voice.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my bookings come from there because people, you know, go to salthevoiceny.com from there and they see a book me tab. I was just in Jamaica over the weekend. Two weekends ago, I opened for Jay Leno with The Mirage. The weekend before that, I was in San Diego, D.C. I do a lot of Florida, if you could imagine.
Yeah. Oh, so, New York South. What's been your favorite gig so far? What's the one where you're like, I can't believe I'm doing this?
Probably that this wedding in Jamaica was pretty crazy. It was a wedding at a castle, and it was so unorganized that my manager, who also owns an event company, ended up like taking it over. So a 21-year-old and a 23-year-old took over the project of like, you know.
Where is Tommy? Does he travel with you?
Yeah, he travels with me. Not today. I brought my father with me.
You brought your father?
Yeah.
I want to bring him in at some point.
My father actually, I was looking to move out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Italian mothers, the last thing they want you to do is move out. Italian mothers are the first people to throw your stuff on the front lawn,
right? Yeah.
And the first people to tell you to pick it up, fold it, and put it back in your drawers.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. My mother couldn't wait till I moved out. And then when I moved back to New York for a year, and she's like, "Why don't you come back home? Why don't you come back to Florida?"
Exactly. So my dad just renovated the apartment downstairs for me because I wanted to move into a nice apartment. He goes, "I'll give you a nice apartment." So I said, "You know what? I want to take him with me. I want to share this experience with him."
That's nice. I like that. Now, Sal, there's two things I'm going to give you lessons advice. Okay. First of all, you're traveling a lot. You're on the road. Live with your parents as long as they like you. First of all, they love you. And there's no reason for you to go waste your money that you're making now on a house or an expensive apartment. You're hardly going to be there.
I already dropped it on new cabinets and wood floors.
Yeah, all right. You got to fix it up a little. It's got to look nice.
Make it nice.
The other thing is, I'm going to ask you this question, and I feel like it's going to hurt me already knowing the answer. You have a girlfriend?
Yes.
See, I knew it.
I do.
That hurts right there.
I do.
How long have you been with her?
6 months.
Oh, she's post America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So she's probably really hot then. Not that you couldn't get hot before,
she
but it's
is.
A different level of hot.
Italian.
Okay. Where? From where?
From Oyster Bay.
Oh,
she's Sicilian, so we're in a fight right now.
Oh, no.
I'm Sicilian. I know how it goes.
You know how crazy this is? I delivered pizzas. This is how crazy America's Got Talent is. You know, this show could absolutely change your life, and it did.
Right.
But it changed it on a dime.
Yeah.
I was nobody.
So one day you were delivering pizza, and you were on TV, and then they were like, "Hey, Sal, does this mean you're not coming back in now?"
The next day, I couldn't go to the mall.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's crazy how this happens, and I'm like, I'm adjusting as it goes along. And, you know, she's just a regular girl. She's never... And now she's got to deal with all this fame and stuff like that. She's got to deal with girls coming up to me. She's got to deal with, like...
Where do you meet her?
I actually met her at the Oyster Bay car show.
Okay.
So they have a car show.
Was she a model?
No.
She was watching.
She actually didn't know who I was when she met me.
Perfect.
Which is perfect.
Right.
I have an 81 Mark VI Continental with a sunroof.
Of course you do.
It's my baby. It doesn't come out in the rain. I got the 98 DeVille for that.
Uh-huh.
But I took it out and I'm sitting there and these girls walk up and they're looking at the cars and they're looking at Big Tommy with his Eldorado and he's like a spectacle in its own. He's the greatest. But they come up to me and you know, I was talking to her and she was like, you know, really like playing hard to get. And I said, let me pick you up. So I picked her up. And apparently when she went home, what was playing on her computer was her father sitting there saying, look at this guy. He's great. I love this guy. And she looks and she goes, what? So she gets in the car. She goes, you know, I Googled you. And I said, uh-oh.
That's good.
Yeah.
Now, what does Tommy say? Does Tommy say you should stay with this girl or you should...
Absolutely.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what?
How old are you?
I'm 21.
How old, Tommy?
Tommy.
23?
Tommy's 23.
Tommy should be thinking of himself, of all people. Because Tommy ain't getting laid without you. And once you stop bringing in the broads... He's not getting laid anymore. So, he's selfish. That's what I'm saying. Oh, man, you're the only other one to say residual ass besides me that ever. The drip down effect for Tommy should be fantastic. But if you stop bringing him in, then he's going to dry up. So,
I do post my girlfriend's the best. She goes to nursing school full time.
Right.
LIU post. And she travels with me. Like whenever she can, so she's like we never even go out to dinner.
Pull up a picture. I want to see what she looks like.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
All right, this is Sal Valentinetti. You know him from America's Got Talent. He was a huge viral sensation because Heidi Klum gave him the golden buzzer, and he made it all the way down to fifth. Which, if you ask me, is better than winning the whole goddamn thing because
absolutely.
He
doesn't have
no ties to them anymore. Yeah, he can go out and do what he wants to do. People want him to come. He's opening for Jay Leno now. Spanish, grab that phone. Let me see a picture of that. Hold on. Spanish, work with me here. Let me see.
Just call him Spanish.
Stand up and look at it. Oh, yeah. See, Sal, listen to me. She's very pretty.
She's
very pretty and
what's
young.
More important is she takes better care of me than my mother. That's hard to find.
I landed
in Vegas half an hour after I got into the hotel room. All my stuff was unpacked and hanging up.
That's good. You're not going to find that. I married a half Jew from Jersey. She ain't hanging up nothing.
You can get a big head in this business very easily.
Yeah.
And she is the first person to turn you upside down and shake you to death until you realize.
Let me tell you something. You ain't no Frank Sinatra yet, okay? Let me tell you.
Who do you think you are? Frankie Valli or some big shot?
Settle down, Karen. Okay, so I'll let you stay. I'm gonna let you stay with her. And just assume
it's nice of you.
Just assume you'll cheat.
Yeah, thanks.
Just assume you'll cheat on her eventually. No. All right, I'm kidding. Sal's got America's Got Talent has auditions. You can go to agtauditions.com. They're happening January 7th in Jacksonville.
Yeah, you want to go there. It's the Prime F. Osborne III Convention Center. If you don't feel like entering all that into your navigation system, agtauditions.com. But I suggest you register if you're going to go at agtauditions.com before you go. Fill out all that paperwork. Get it done. You get to the front of the line. You're in. You're out.
This is somebody who's been there. He knows the deal.
Absolutely.
So you went. Give me your deal. When you decided to go in.
I decided to go to give this a shot because I like doing it.
Right.
And I mean, St. John's is a great place.
Yeah.
I love St. John's University. I don't like going to class.
Right.
I was the only person who tried to bribe an accounting professor. And like my everyone found it hilarious because I put like $2,000 in an envelope. I gave like a nice sizable.
$2,000.
I was like, listen,
buy an egg.
I would rather pay guys like you and put food on your table to do my taxes than learn how to do it myself.
Right.
That's a good argument.
Right.
Yeah.
The guy laughed in my face, but I figured, you know what? Let me give this a shot. And like I said, that moment when Heidi hit the golden buzzer, I fell in love with it.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? Before I even hit the end of the song, everyone jumped up on their feet. You know, Simon Cowell gave me incredible compliments.
Right.
I walked out of the Jay Leno show a couple weekends ago, and I was standing outside, and Jay comes outside. He goes home every night to his wife.
Right.
You know, another great example for me to live by. And, you know, he comes out and he goes, just promise me one thing, that one day you'll let me open for you. And it's like one of those cool moments where you're like, this is what I'm meant to do.
You know, it would have been cool if you would have been naive, too old then. Thanks, Dr. So tell me now give advice to people who want to try out. Like, I know this. See, in my mind, I felt like they shouldn't even allow singing in America's Got Talent because there were too many singing shows. But now that that's kind of narrowed down a little bit and you got only a few variety shows left. Don't just be a singer.
Be a person.
Yeah.
Be human. The reason I hit like I did in my humble opinion is that I went out there, as you could see in the video, I went out there and I said, I'm going to be me. If they don't like it, that's too bad.
Right.
I'm never going to change the person that I am. I'm going to do it my way. As, you know, cliche, as cheesy as that sounds.
That's how you brought up.
Go in and be yourself. Relax.
Mm.
There is nothing that, if you're talented, you're talented.
Right.
If you're not, you're not.
So, what do they like people with odd talents? Like, to me, I want to see.
It's a variety.
I want to see the weirdest stuff.
It's a variety.
Remember when the guy was getting kicked in the nuts all the time? That was my favorite.
Yeah.
Those sort of things. We got kids here in Tampa and St. Pete called the Juke Squad, where they got like 10 stories of trampolines that they do, stuff like that's the kind of guys I want to see go try out for that kind of thing.
That's really cool.
Because I want to see the next level of
like,
stuff.
Like, Ryan and Amberlynn. Amberlynn shot Ryan in the neck with an arrow by accident. That video, they got kicked off the show, but that video got like 5 million hits.
Right.
They're working all over the world now because he got shot in the neck with an arrow.
Like, I want to see this guy die.
You think he's like, listen, this is going to hurt, but just shoot me a little in the neck.
No, because I watched him do it perfect every single time. And when he got shot, I was like, oh my God. Domestic violence live on TV.
Right. You just saw it happen.
Like, this is the best thing since Cops.
What if she was like, you know what? Remember when you pushed me in the other day in the hotel room? Inch to the left. Go get Sal's dad. Bring him in here.
I'm going to do it in front of 15 million people.
Yeah. Well, that's what you can tell. It's an action.
There's another guy. It was Deadly Games. It was Anya and Alfredo. Alfredo threw knives at his wife.
Oh, that
was
insane.
Throw knives at his wife. I was like, what?
Yeah, that's got
Sophie Dossi, she was the contortionist. That was cool.
That's what I'm saying. The interesting stuff.
I would love to host a show like that.
Yeah, you got the personality for it.
I want Nick Cannon's job.
Yeah, good old Nick's can't have many years. A lot of places wearing a turban now. Who knows what he's talking about. Sal's dad, how are you doing? What is your name, sir?
Very well. Steve.
Steve, you want to know what depresses me? You're probably younger than me. I think that's, I could have a son that Sal's age is making me. 45.
56.
Are you 56?
57, yeah. Almost.
That's a lot. That's all that good pasta right there.
Look how screwed up my gene pool is. We look like brothers.
Yeah, you do. You know what, though? You still married to Sal's mom?
Yes, I am.
Oh, see, that sucks.
30 years.
That sucks for you. You could have been getting that residual ass from Sal. I get you. I'm just saying.
He goes all the time. He goes, you know, if I murdered her before you were born, I would have been getting out right now.
So you know it's not me. Listen to me. I love my wife. I have two kids, but I'm not gonna leave her. But if something happened, like a safe fell on her, what am I gonna do? You know what I mean?
That's life. You know, it's
death. Actually, it'd be. I always say I want to cut her Achilles and throw her in the lake by my house where the alligators are. Then nobody will ever be able to tell.
Listen. A good. Like, what we love what we do.
Right.
There's no doubt about it. You love being on the radio. I love singing and talking to people. If you really love someone, marriage is a job. It's give and take. It's just like any other job.
Look at my face and look at your father's face. Do we look happy? Do you?
No.
Do you? Yeah. See? Yeah.
Whoa, wait.
Wait a second. I'm going to heaven.
Wait a second. Your clothes don't smell. You eat every night.
You think that my wife's doing all my... We got a cleaning lady and all that stuff. I even got a Manny over there taking care of the kids. Listen to me. You're young. You think you're in love. Dad, tell him he shouldn't marry the first girl that he
It's not the first girl.
Close enough.
I'm not going to say anything about his girlfriend. She's a wonderful girl.
Not her
But
in
a girlfriend
general.
Now is like bringing sand to the beach.
Thank you.
He should
be banging every girl possible.
No, that's not true. Dad, you don't think like
that's
that.
Your father. He does. Nobody wants to think of their father that way, but that's what Dad is saying.
If I could be Superman and reverse the pole of the earth.
Let me tell you something.
Go back in time. And I could be him. Oh, my God.
He likes my girlfriend so much that
it's not her.
When we were choosing the paint on the walls for the apartment,
right.
He gave my girlfriend and my mother equal say.
Yeah, he knows. He knows how to deal with the women.
Yeah.
It's not
happy wife, happy life.
Right. Man. And it's not your girlfriend. It's not her. He probably loves her. He's looking at you as his son and he's saying, there's going to be a day where you're your dad's age or my age and you're like, oh man, I had a chance. Now look at me. I don't have my hair anymore.
Listen to this perspective.
Okay.
I hear from a lot of people that I served as an inspiration to them. Now, how much of an inspiration would I be if I was out, you know, humping everything in sight?
Treating
girls poorly.
That's not treating girls poorly.
I have one girl that I love very much.
Yeah.
That
for
that,
6 months.
That I try to take care of as best I can.
Oh, man. I hope she cheats on you just so you learn the hard way with two black guys.
You know, she's... you know what? I saw Staten Island, and I knew I was getting ripped apart.
Listen, I am very happy for you. Your dad's got to be... Dad, you got to be super proud, right?
I'm very proud.
Yeah.
Very
now, hey, Dad, at any time while he was singing and looking at his eyes, were you like, maybe he's gay? Who knew?
All the time.
You don't know.
You know what? When he got this girlfriend, I said, well, at least he's not gay.
Yeah.
See?
I don't know. I have a 10-year-old.
There's not anything wrong with that.
But as a father, as a straight father, you're like, I kind of hope he's like me. You know, I'm going to love him either way. But but you don't know when that breaking point is. You don't know when to tell. You know what I'm saying? And you got a kid, all of a sudden, he's singing like a canary, and he's got pretty eyes. You're like, oh, maybe a little panooch.
I have pretty eyes.
You do. Yeah. But I
walk in here, I'm handsome, I got pretty eyes.
That's how you know I'm straight. I'm secure enough to say that you're a good-looking guy. If I was gay, I'd be sitting next to you, and for starters, and I'd be like, Sal. Girls aren't where it's at. I'd be asking if you watch your
back. I tell them that all the time. I said, you know, I what do I say? I wish I was gay. Because I get along with guys.
Yeah.
my father
was... you're done with your business, you both go to the refrigerator, you go make a sandwich, you go watch the game.
Yep.
Women, the difference is they want to be held, hugged.
He goes, if I was gay, I'd find some guy the same size as me and double my wardrobe.
like me and Pete.
Yeah.
But we're not gay, but my best friend, we're very similar.
I'll leave my number.
We can share clothes. You can come hang out with me and Pete. That'd be great. Listen, I'm very happy for your success. What do you want to do? Like, what's next for you? What are you working on now?
So I sold out the Paramount on Long Island 3 nights in a row.
That's beautiful.
Done in the bag. Count Basie Theater is January 26th.
Jersey?
Yeah, Red Bank.
Uh-huh.
I got the Westbury NYCB Theater in the Round, where Sinatra played.
Yeah,
I've been there. 3,600-seat theater. That's
Let me explain that to everybody. That's a theater. It's a round theater with the stage in the middle that rotates. That's and it's intimate though.
It's like a coliseum.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's so cool.
And who's coming to see you? All different ages, old ladies, young ladies, everybody. Okay.
Everybody. You know what?
I call it the broken hip crowd.
You know what? It's music that speaks to older people because they live through it, and it's music that speaks to younger people because there's no love music anywhere. You know,
That's true.
You know that
not like that.
Not like that at all. You know, not music that you could listen to. It's what it is. It's poetry and symphony combined, which
Plus, you got like you know, everybody loves Sinatra. Sinatra will always be cool. So when you sing some of the Sinatra stuff, we never got to see that. One of my biggest regrets is never going to see Sinatra.
I used to get made fun of for the music that I like to listen to, the way I like to dress, for the cars I like. You know, other kids had Lamborghinis on their wall. I had an 84 Eldorado Baritz. Now, I sing that music for a living.
Yeah.
I get to dress this way every single day, and people look at me like, who is that?
Yeah. Spanish dresses that way, but he has none of the other cool stuff that you
have. And I actually drive the cars that I used to dream of.
Yeah. Good for you.
That trumps anything.
How much money do you have now? You got a lot of money?
I got enough.
Like, if you went to the ATM and took $100 out, what's left?
It wouldn't hurt that bad.
Dad, is he buying anything for you yet?
Nothing.
Whoa. They were a watch or anything?
Whoa. What about home equity? I just redid that apartment.
You know.
The apartment's nicer than the house upstairs.
But he let you live upstairs for 20 years.
True.
Yeah.
I was basically a squatter in his house.
So. What are you getting Dad for Christmas?
I can't tell him. I want to surprise him.
Dad, time for a Rolex, you think, right? He's opening for Jay Leno now. Yeah. Nice watch.
Yeah. He wants like a 68 Roadrunner or something like that.
Yeah.
He likes the old muscle cars.
Sounds to me like Dad wants to go to the Bunny Ranch.
Just saying.
You know what? You know what's funny? My mother would probably gladly send him.
Oh, yeah. After you're married for a bunch of times, they're like, just do it. You go. You're gross. Do what you want to do.
Yeah, go, you're gross.
Yeah. All right, look. Dad, it's a pleasure to meet you. Good luck to you guys.
It's an honor, guys. Thank you.
Jacksonville auditions, January 7th. Go to agtauditions.com. Fill out all your stuff online, like Sal said. And then show up there that day and bring your talent and some personality.
Prime F. Osborne, the 3rd Convention Center.
Yeah, no one knows who that guy is. I don't know how you got a whole convention center named after me. It's too many names, and it's weird. Sal, good luck to you and your girlfriend.
Thank you, Mike.
Do me a favor. If you do catch a cheating on you with two unfamous black guys, you will call me and tell me I'm right. Just be like, you're right.
You're right.
All right, thank you. Sal Valentinetti, Sal the Voice.
SalTheVoiceNY.com at SalTheVoice on all forms of social media. We're getting. You know,
what do you say we go find SalTheVoice LA and beat him up so that he can compete?
Is there SalTheVoice LA?
You threw NY in there. I figured there was a West
Coast. SalTheVoice LA that I guess I'm taking another flight.
Stab him. January 7th of the ADT auditions. Good luck to everybody and a pleasure meeting you guys. We'll take a quick break.